Well, hello there, listeners. This is Gangub Adam, and I am currently on my way to work. Sorry about the heavy breathing, but it kind of goes along whenever you walk anywhere. It's actually raining out right now. So I got my little umbrella out. And hold on. Yeah, so I'm just crossing the street now. This is gonna be the worst show ever, I bet. Hopefully not, but you never know. So, yeah, I'm still walking to work. It's probably gonna take about 15 minutes, which is probably the longest show I've done, besides the all-inclusive old show. Anyways, I just walked past the True Love Cafe, and it's located on Dundas and Sherbourne, for all those lovers out there. It's a cute little cafe where you can order dinner and slushies, milkshakes, and burgers. They really have good burgers there. And they have like an on-site little internet cafe. Fortunately, their computers are pretty old, but you can still go and check your email or whatever. Okay. So yeah, I'm just walking up Sherburn. A bunch of cars driving really fast in the rain. It's not raining really hard, it's just like drizzling, but I want to stay dry as I can. So yeah, this is going to be probably a very boring show, unless they cut all the spaces out of it. Which I probably will end up doing anyways. Lots of people walking the dogs out in the rain. It's really strange. You'd think that they wouldn't do that, because if they do, when they bring the dogs back home, they're just gonna smell like wet dog all night. This is the second police car in a row I've seen tonight, which isn't strange for this area. Alright, I'm just about to cross the street to Allen Gardens, which is a lovely little piece of paradise in the middle of the center of Toronto. As I was saying before, Island Gardens is actually where me and my husband took our wedding photos. So yeah, I get to travel through here every day whenever I go to work. And it's really a nice, peaceful place. This area, according to my loving husband, is quite cruisy at night, but I don't know, I never ever see anything going on that looks out of the ordinary. Mostly couples, gay, straight, doesn't matter. Everybody comes to this park. Most of them are just walking the dog. After my little trip to Pickering the other day, I tried to avoid the TTC as much as possible. So, pretty much every day I walk to work. Probably takes about 15 minutes, give or take. It's funny, I was just watching Flashpoint just before I got ready for work, and it showed in the last, what, maybe 10 minutes, the building I used to work in. And if you're wondering, I can't tell you the name of the building, but I can tell you it has a really neat light on the top, and it changes color with the wind. And if you're watching Flashpoint, you may have seen it. It was the building with the big, round, blue light. That's as far as I can give you. As much information without making a confidentiality clause. But if you're smart, you'll know which building it is. Now I'm over on Carlton Street. Beside, it looks like brick, but I could be wrong. Looks like, old, not so straight brick. Sort of like a cobblestone brick church. With like big, huge red doors made of wood. And huge, like, what are those called? Stained glass windows. It's called St. Andrew's EV Lutheran Church. And it looks like they have a bear flag, or leather flag, sorry, on their sign outside. So maybe a lot of leather boys go to that church. I could be wrong, but you never know. I try to stay away from churches as much as I can because my mom is a little over enthusiastic about her beliefs in church, so I try not to follow in her footsteps. Alright, so now I am passing Spa XS, which is just like Steamworks, it's another bathhouse. And like I said before, I don't really like bathhouses, and I don't even bother wanting to go into one. And right beside it, between a little store, is called Club Toronto Mansion, which is another bathhouse. So, I'm going up Neutral Street, where there is a large blue crane. They're doing construction. I guess they're going to build another set of condos right here. And now I'm going to be cutting through the back of a building, because it's quicker to get to my work that way. And right on the other side of this building is, almost tripped there. It's the bar called Zippers. I know there's another name associated with the bar, but I just can't remember. Like, sounds like Back Lot or more prison term. Cell Block, that's it. It's called Zippers and Cell Block. And it is a famous bar because on Pride Vision 4 or 5 years ago, there used to be a drag queen called Crystal Light who would do her show in that bar, and they would broadcast it on TV. So now I am on the corner of Church Street, which is the largest neighborhood in Canada. So, I'm going up Church Street, past all the bars and clubs and banks, and there's a school right here on the corner, and tons of huge condos all over the place. Alright, so I'm coming up to the corner of Alexander Street, and I believe it's Alexander Wood, because there's a statue of him. Looks like olden American times, like, I could be wrong, but you never know. Alright, so, now I'm up by the Stag Shop, where up in the window there are 3 butt-naked mannequins, and I mean butt-naked. They're all facing it, so all you can see is their butts. No clothes whatsoever. And then there's George's Play across the street, the Eagle I've just passed, and Tango and Cruz, all in the same general area. And right across from that is Woody's and Sailor's, which is, of course, as you know, the most famous gay bar in Toronto. And then right downstairs from that is a place called Flatirons. Or Flatirons, I don't know. So, now I'm going to be crossing the street shortly. And then the bar that you may have seen on Queer as Folk, called the Rainbow Village Cafe, the one Debbie used to work in, or just the front of it anyways. It's actually a bar, not a diner. And the windows are up, and there's a few people even outside on the patio under the umbrellas. And there is two more bars on the corner called Church Mouse and Frickin. And O'Grady's. I believe O'Grady's is the one they have the bear nights at. For bears, not bear naked. Across the street from the Village Rainbow Cafe. Shit. I guess the button didn't work for me to cross, so I'm stuck here for another minute. Anyways, I'm about to cross the street to where there is a super fresh market, or fresh mart. It's like a little mini supermarket. It looks like Steamworks is all lit up tonight for some reason. Maybe there's no one allowed upstairs there today. My friend won't be too happy if that's true. And then what else is there? Across the street there's a Starbucks and another bar called Statler's. Inside that it's called Sambuca's. And downstairs from that is called A Love Shop, which is an adult toy magazine, video, blah 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 store. And right beside there is Extra Magazine. It's at 491 Church Street, if anyone wants to know. And over a couple of stores is called Byzantium. Get it? Byzantium. Only it's supposed to be Byzantium, like B-I or B-Y. Next to that is Priob. And what else? Right on the corner where I am right now is the Gay TD, where I do most of my banking. I'm just crossing the street. I'm on Wellesley Street now, so right now I'm in the heart of the gayborhood. Unfortunately, I have to go along Wellesley in the wrong direction to get to my work. And I'm currently looking at Pride Radio, our local gay radio station. And if you're wondering, it's 103.9 FM. And that's it for right now, basically. I'm walking over down Wellesley Street, and it's getting a little blustery out. What else? Coming up on the Wellesley subway station, otherwise known as the TTC subway. And also a new condo is going up just before there. It's called Plaza Corp. So that's most of the gay community. The quickie version that you get right here on Gala, the Bear Cub Radio. Today's 6:49 is 17 million, and Super 7 is 12 million. So get your tickets. Who knows? You could be a millionaire tomorrow or Friday. So, again, I'm coming up on the TTC subway at Wellesley. And what else? Yep, I still look kind of bitter in there. I'm Like I said in one of my old podcasts, customer service skills are required. Okay, coming up on Roger's video is where you can buy your Canadian 3G or whatever iPhones. Just down Yonge Street on Wellesley. No, it's not Wellesley. It's a couple streets down, actually. Is where you can go to Alibi. I believe I talked about this in one of my older podcasts. Yeah, so now I'm on Wellesley Street West. Anything on the other side of Yonge Street is west. And across the street from my work is where all, well, my loving husband told me, is where all the male prostitutes would hang out about 8 years ago. I don't see any down there right now. Not that I'm looking. Anyways, right down the alleyway from me, just before Rabba, is an awesome store called Northbound Leather. And I may end up doing an interview with the owner of Northbound Leather. Possibly.
Just a matter of saying, like, you know, He wants a camera tonight. That's the one who's always bringing his little boyfriend's home. Random boys every night.
He wouldn't cross me. He tried a couple of times on
No, I'm not saying he's gonna cross you, but if he wants a camera tonight, he's always grabbing at them. Always. It's all over them. I'm like, what the hell are you trying to prove?
You can bring what he wants. You can bring him a call. Twice, and I don't give a fuck. You know me by now. I'm not the type of guy. I speak to my mom, you know? And I'm not one of these guys, you know? If I see something nice, you know, I talk about them, I want to get a piece of that pie. That's just me. I believe in the simple astrology, not really astrology, but the simple facts of life. Why not me? Then me, some jackass going to have it, so why not me? People say you're an old guy, why you want to claim to you? Who tells you I'm old? What is an age? Nothing. No. Little 18-year-old, give all the panties, who tell you I'm not dipping into that goods. Awesome. We're in the lottery right there. Guess what? Don't you have any feeling as yet? No, I keep feeling of satisfaction, feeling of accomplishment. Not a lot of people go into that sort of shit, you know? Self-righteous kind of foolishness sometimes. Hey, how you doing, right? I'm not one of those type of guy who's self-righteous. You know? Everybody's got skeleton in their closet. You know, who doesn't want? I'm sure you did things that maybe now I didn't know when you look around the world and say, what was I thinking, right? I mean, everybody has that. And you're lying to me if you tell me that never happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had a girlfriend once and I said, why the fuck did I do that?
Yeah, that's just the way, that's just the fucking way I look at life, right? I mean, you know. And I don't have to type of fucking hand with the fuck, you know? I mean, I respect everybody, you know, I don't really have nothing against nobody, you know. It's just I tell people, don't cross the line. Get a little snappy, and then you get snappy, he's a crazy man. You know, but it's true, you know. Hey, Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Good, bud.
Hey.
Oh, you want the keys your girlfriend left? Your sister left for you, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, she left it here. She told me you were coming. I knew that I saw her, I knew that was your sister, right?
Yeah,
that's exactly like you. She thought I didn't know who she was, right? I goes, are you Dave's sister? You know? And she's like, oh, how did you know? But I know if you were a sister. I'm sure I hide in from out. I don't know what's going on in this jungle out there.
Right.
You know? I have to make a little tea for you here. You know?
Hello, thanks.
Give me a little signature for that.
Sure.
Okay, we'll look at 34K. Oh, that's right. What's it mean? It means the 14. Yadi. Were you here when this lady signed the PO last night for 1913?
No.
No problem, have a good one.
I don't think so, not at night.
Because I can't remember having anybody sign the PO without the clock. That's what we're asking.
I don't get keys out usually at night.
Yeah, because
and if I did my
So I was thinking it was the 13th, but yesterday was the 13th, so I never had any encounter giving this PO. We're just trying to track what time it went out. Because this morning the woman gave Muhammad last key on the 14th. Correct? So she gave him back the key.
It may have been in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. I found it. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. the lady gave my mom a drunk at 10 a.m. this morning.
Good night.
Good
night.
If I would have given up the key, I would have had mine.
What about the new guy that was training last night?
It's possible, but I don't see it happen. I went outside for a couple of smoke breaks.
Yeah, so maybe he may have signed it off, correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, I just don't understand. We're just trying to follow the time, right? Okay, whatever. That's not it. Well, usually anywhere I sign, you always see my signature
yeah.
and the time and the date.
Mine too.
Yeah. So we're just trying to run that in there. All right, bud. I gotta go pick up the donut eater. He's finished. Yeah, I'm listening to him talk about his wonderful life. You know, eating fucking donuts with a little slow play in the middle of it's just my family and I have to put up with it.
Tell him you better be careful. If he eats too many, he'll get a heart attack.
He doesn't care. The police one is good. Yeah. One of his buddy that works for them, either that guy a fucking lunatic, or he needs some psychiatric assessment real bad. You know what he said to me last night? He's like, yo, Alfred, what's up, bud? I said, I'm good, Rick. He's like, I said, man, I don't know. What's happening to me lately? I says, okay, enlighten me. You know, I'm always up for enlightenment. You know, he goes, are you being sarcastic? I said, no, not me. And he says, yeah. So lately I feel depressed. I said, there is always a loaded 38 in your waist at any given time. I said, all you have to do is put it next to your head and squeeze the trigger. And you're on in that. I could see me talking to the media. Yep, I was shaking up or driving home. His wife had an affair with the neighbor, big black guy with a size 15 clock. And that's what pushed him to the edge. You know, that's the kind of guy I am. You know? Yep, Rocco was his name, I believe. You know? Yeah, Rocco. Yeah. I did tell the media that one time. I don't think they should have been to you. The lady goes, too much information. So you ask me for information, I give it to you, and then you don't want to put it on. What kind of fucking shit is that?
There we go. Careful with media, they'll twist your words.
I don't give a fuck what they think. I got the fucking CBT report bringing it up your ass. They'll be broadcasting on the streets on cable. Something fucking. I fucking believe it. Said in life, man. Have to give you a fucking nice story because your wife's having an affair. I'm kind of pissed because now it means she's not bad looking. And he expects me to share his sympathy. There's people on drugs that I don't know about. I mean, I asked him, I said, no offense, but why couldn't you know you have an affair with me? He could be minding my kid right now. You know, he could be looking after my kid and making sure the baby grows up healthy. You know, all the guy could ask, I don't know why the fuck we make a big deal about shit. Oh, oops, I almost forgot. This year, I left a note for Muhammad. Right? Please, make sure Muhammad gets this. I believe it's 1103 because he filled out the form and he ordered a new form. He paid for it. But, it hasn't been programmed. But he found his old form, so he no longer wants this. So please.
So he wants his money back.
Yeah, so I told him to call Tom Putman, send him an email. Oh, don't know one bitch. She comes here because the letter that management sent her was the wrong name and the wrong apartment. She gets pissed off and says, well, that's the second time that happened. I don't want that happen again. So I said, yeah, well, send Tom Putman an email or you can leave a voicemail. Oh, I'm so tired, I need to sleep every minute it comes, right?
But you don't want it to happen again.
Yeah, I say, well, that's only so you don't know that there's an administrative error, you know?
What was that key that you were showing me before?
What was
that
box?
Key? Yeah.
Did you find it?
Somebody wanted a key.
to get into their suite, and I had to fill out the paper and everything.
Oh, all the keys are in the key box in the back?
Yeah.
But this key opens it.
This one right here. This one.
It wasn't there.
Yeah, it's always right here. It is here. We found this one here for this. The master key is the one that's in the key box.
I was looking all over there.
What the hell, man? I knew it was green, right? But I didn't see it in there.
Killing you, man. Smoke me. What are you trying to do? Get all of them toxic before you get sold? Key box. This little key box right here.
Yeah.
Turn the code off. 2619. Eep! Don't open box until eep.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't want even one phone.
Well, yeah, we have a whole key box. Just the green key.
Yeah.
Green! Alright. You can call a blind or shit like that.
No, it's I didn't see it in there. And usually it's in the box by itself.
You mean if you come out to work? Stay off the narcotic before you get there.
I'm
alright, let me go get it. I'm just playing with you today. Have a good weekend. Don't get in too much fucking trouble. Alright. Don't give anybody a heart attack. And if group 4 call them, tell them they can kiss your ass. I always tell them they could kiss my ass when they want. They hate me, eh? Why don't you want to? Click! That's a strong enough message.
Yeah, just tell them. Sorry, busy.
No. I have, when you call my pulse one, you get a toilet flushing. Inadmissible.
That works.
Well, listeners, that was my trip to work. Now I'm about to get changed, so I'm going to turn this off now. Anyways, have a good night. This is Kanka Adam signing out.